Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at something that I think a lot of people are curious about. Nature's Bakery Double Chocolate Brownie Bars. These are the ones that are marketed as the, healthy vending machine option. And one of you sent us an article about them that really breaks down the nutritional content. And honestly, I gotta say, I was a little skeptical. Can a double chocolate brownie really be good for you? Let's find out.
Right. It's a good question, isn't it? The idea of a healthy brownie really plays, I think, to a lot of our desires for wanting to be able to indulge.
Yeah.
Guilt-free, right? But as with a lot of things in the world of the nutrition, I think the reality is often a lot more nuanced than that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the article dives right into the nutrition facts, and it says a twin pack has about 180 calories, which on the surface, I guess, seems reasonable compared to like a traditional brownie. But what does that number really tell us?
Well, that's right. I think it's important to remember that calorie count is only one piece of the puzzle. So while 180 calories might be a good starting point, we need to consider the source of those calories and the overall nutritional value that they provide.
Okay, so let's unpack that then. What are the sources of these calories? The article mentions whole wheat flour and date paste, which seem like positive additions.
Yeah, absolutely. Whole wheat flour is going to offer more fiber and nutrients compared to like a refined white flour. And date paste provides natural sweetness and some additional fiber as well. So it's definitely a step up from the refined sugars and processed ingredients that we find in a lot of conventional brownies.
Okay, but even with those healthier ingredients, the article still points out that each serving has 16 to 18 grams of sugar, which that seems like a lot even for a treat.
It is. And you know, it's important to consider that the World Health Organization recommends that adults limit their added sugar intake to around 25 grams per day. So just one serving of these bars could use up a significant portion of your daily allowance.
That's a good point. I hadn't considered it in the broader context of like our recommended sugar intake. So while the bars may be lower in calories, that sugar content might be a cause for concern, especially if you're trying to be mindful of your overall sugar consumption.
Exactly. It's all about understanding that bigger picture and making informed choices based on that. Now let's talk about protein and fiber. These are two key nutrients that contribute to satiety and help keep you feeling full and satisfied.
I'm already guessing these bars don't rank very high in those categories.
Yeah, you're right. They contain only 2 grams of protein and 2 to 3 grams of fiber per serving. So while they might satisfy your sweet tooth in the moment, they're unlikely to keep you feeling full and energized for very long.
So if you're looking for a snack to tide you over between meals, this might not be the most strategic choice. You'd probably be reaching for another snack pretty soon after.
Exactly. And that brings us to another important consideration. How processed are these bars, and what are the implications for our health?
Yeah, that's a great question. We hear the term processed foods all the time, but what does it really mean, and why should we care?
Right, it's a term that gets thrown around a lot. And essentially, processed foods are those that have been altered from their natural state in some way. This could involve cooking, freezing, canning, or adding ingredients like preservatives, flavorings, or sweeteners.
Okay, so pretty much everything that we buy at the grocery store then has undergone some level of processing.
Exactly. But there's a spectrum of processing, from minimally processed foods like pre-cut fruits and vegetables to ultra-processed foods that contain a long list of ingredients that you might not even recognize.
Got it. So I'm guessing these brownie bars fall somewhere in between them.
You got it. They're definitely more processed than a piece of fruit, but less processed than, say, a bag of chips or a frozen meal. And the article actually goes on to break down the ingredient list, which is always a good place to start when you're assessing the level of processing in a food.
Okay, let's dive into that. What are the key ingredients that we should be looking at?
Well, we've already touched on the whole wheat flour and the date paste, which are good sources of fiber and natural sweetness. They also use canola oil, which is a relatively healthy fat. And of course, there's cocoa powder and chocolate liquor for that rich chocolatey flavor.
Sounds good so far, but I know there's got to be more to the story. What about those sweeteners that we talked about earlier?
Right. So in addition to the date paste, they use cane sugar and brown rice syrup as sweeteners. And while brown rice syrup is often marketed as a natural sweetener, it's still a type of sugar that can contribute to those high sugar levels we were discussing earlier.
Okay. So even though it sounds healthier than plain old sugar, we still need to be aware of that overall sugar content, regardless of the source.
Exactly. It's about looking beyond those buzzwords and understanding the nutritional impact. Now, one positive thing to note is that these bars are free of artificial flavors, colors, and preservatives, which is something that I think a lot of consumers are looking for these days.
Yeah, that's a huge win. It's always reassuring to see companies moving towards cleaner ingredients.
Absolutely. And they're also non-GMO project verified, which is another positive point for a lot of people.
Okay, so we've got a mix of whole grains, natural sweeteners, healthy fats, and no artificial ingredients. It sounds like Nature's Bakery is at least making an effort to create a product that's a step above your typical ultra-processed snack.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. But it's crucial to remember that even with those positive attributes, these bars are still a treat. They're not going to replace a balanced meal or provide all the nutrients that you need to thrive.
That's such an important point. It's so easy to get caught up in that health halo effect. And thinking that because something has a few positive qualities, we can just eat it freely without consequences.
Right. But moderation and balance are key.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to treats. It's all about finding that sweet spot between enjoying those indulgences and making sure that we're nourishing our bodies with the nutrients they need.
So we've covered a lot of ground here. We've looked at the calorie count, the sugar content, the protein and fiber levels, the level of processing, and the ingredient list. What's the big takeaway here for our listeners?
Well, I think the key takeaway is to approach those healthy snack claims with a critical eye. Don't just take the marketing at face value. You know, really delve into those nutritional details. Consider the sugar content, the level of processing, and how those factors align with your overall dietary goals.
And I think it's important to remember that there's no one-size-fits-all answer when it comes to snacking. What works for one person might not work for another.
Absolutely. It's all about personalizing your choices based on your individual needs and preferences. And sometimes the healthiest option might be something as simple as a piece of fruit or a handful of nuts.
That's a great reminder, but let's be honest. Sometimes we just crave that chocolatey goodness.
I hear you. It's okay. It's all about finding that balance.
Speaking of balance, the article concludes that Nature's Bakery double chocolate brownie bars are good for you in the sense that they're a better alternative to your average brownie. But is that really the bar we should be setting?
Right. Should we be comparing these bars to the most indulgent options out there? Or should we be striving for something more?
Exactly. Maybe the question isn't whether these bars are good compared to a traditional brownie, but rather how they stack up against other snacking options that might offer more nutritional bang for your buck.
You're hitting the nail on the head. And that's a question that we can all ask ourselves when making snack choices. You know, how does this option compare to other potentially healthier alternatives?
So it's all about being informed, making mindful choices, and finding that balance between indulgence and nourishment. But before we wrap up, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on something the article touched on briefly. The claim that these bars are a healthy vending machine option.
Oh yeah, the healthy vending machine conundrum. It's a topic that I think raises some interesting questions about marketing and consumer perception and the choices that we make when faced with limited options.
It feels like we're almost programmed to think vending machine equals junk food. So to see something like a brownie bar marketed as healthy in that context, it's bound to catch our attention.
Oh yeah, it definitely plays into our desire for convenient, guilt-free options. But the question is, does the healthy label in this case hold up under scrutiny? Are these bars truly a healthier choice compared to, say, a bag of chips or a candy bar from the vending machine?
That's the million-dollar question, and I think it highlights the importance of not taking those marketing claims at face value. We really need to dig deeper and consider those nutritional trade-offs.
Exactly. Let's imagine you're standing in front of that vending machine. You're looking for a quick snack to tide you over, and you see these brownie bars. You might think, oh, a brownie? That's got to be better than a bag of chips. But when you consider the sugar content and the lack of protein and fiber, you might realize that those chips, while not perfect, could offer a more balanced option.
Wow, that really puts things into perspective. Sometimes what seems like the healthier choice on the surface might not be so clear-cut when you consider the bigger picture.
Yeah, it's a classic example of how marketing can influence our perceptions. We see the words healthy or natural, and we automatically assume that it's a better choice. But we really need to be savvy consumers and look beyond those surface-level claims.
It's like we need to become nutritional detectives.
Mm.
Carefully examining the evidence before we make a decision.
I love that analogy. You know, flip over the package, read that nutrition label, compare to other options that are available.
And maybe even think outside the vending machine altogether. If you have the option, packing your own snacks can give you so much more control over those ingredients and that nutritional value.
Absolutely. Having a stash of nuts or seeds or some fruit on hand can provide a much more satisfying and nutritious alternative to those vending machine temptations.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Nature's Bakery double chocolate brownie bars, what are the key takeaways you want our listeners to remember?
Well, first and foremost, approach those marketing claims, especially the ones centered around health, with a critical eye. Don't let those buzzwords sway your judgment. Take the time to read the nutrition label, compare those options, and consider your own individual needs and goals.
And remember, there's no one-size-fits-all answer when it comes to snacking. What works for one person might not work for another. Experiment, find what makes you feel good, and don't be afraid to think outside the vending machine box.
Well said. It's all about making informed choices that support your overall health and well-being.
This has been such an eye-opening deep dive. I know I'll never look at a healthy brownie bar the same way again.
I hope so. Knowledge is power, and the more we understand about the food we eat, the better equipped we are to make choices that nourish our bodies and minds.
Thank you so much for joining us on this delicious deep dive. We hope you leave with a newfound appreciation for the complexities of snacking and the importance of critical thinking when it comes to those healthy food claims.
And remember, the next time you find yourself staring into the abyss of a vending machine channel, your inner nutritional detective, and make a choice that truly aligns with your goals.
Until next time, happy snacking, everyone.